You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Do you love the Tabernacle Choir? This year, the choir's music is everywhere you are. Listen to your favorite choir songs and music and the spoken word anytime you want on Alexa by simply enabling the skill.
Alexa, play music in the spoken word.
Now playing music in the spoken word.
You can also download the Tabernacle Choir app, subscribe to the choir on YouTube, listen on Spotify, and have access to all their wonderful music. Happy listening.
It's 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. We have broken clouds, 69 degrees.
We have significant traffic in all three counties. I'm Joe Davis.
I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. Gun control advocates are taking aim at insurance being offered by the NRA. Insurance that covers the legal cost of someone who shoots another person in self-defense. Some people are labeling this murder insurance. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
The National Rifle Association has been offering carry guard insurance since the spring. The concern from opponents is that people will feel more comfortable about firing their weapons, knowing their legal expenses will be covered.
Can't possibly be a device to enhance public safety.
Gun Violence Prevention Center of Utah board member Gary Sackett says it'll lead to more cases of shoot first, ask questions later. But Utah Shooting Sports Council Chairman Clark Apotian says other companies have offered similar insurance for years, and there's no evidence of that happening.
It's nothing more than having liability insurance on your vehicle. It doesn't give you the right to drive recklessly.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
And now more of our top stories. Here's Sandy Collins.
Jeff, new body camera video shows how quickly encounters between suspects and the police can turn violent or deadly. KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour reports from Orem.
Orem police body cam video shows a suspect lying to officers about his identity, getting out of his car, and pointing what turned out to be a BB gun at them. Lieutenant Craig Martinez says the officers tried to be nice at first, but suspect Anton Bay yelled at them to kill him. They tackled and arrested him without firing a shot.
Bay had an outstanding warrant for his arrest. He now faces more criminal charges. A suspected carjacker didn't get very far in West Jordan. He took a vehicle from a woman at gunpoint and then hit a dead end. West Jordan Police Detective Nelson Vargas says that's when he bailed out.
I don't know what his frame of mind was at the time. He probably thought that police were close by, and he ended up ditching the vehicle.
Vargas says the man was arrested on the property of Majestic Elementary, and a gun was found nearby. The detective says the guy who took the gun, says the guy took running vehicle after his victim denied him money and her house keys. Well, a speech by a white nationalist came to a quick end today when protesters just shouted him down. Now, KSL's top national stories, here's Maria Chaleos live at the KSL National News Desk.
Sandy, white nationalist Richard Spencer's speech started off like this at the University of Florida.
Do you not want to hear something, poor little babies, that might contradict something your professor told you? Oh. Might you have to think a little bit, child?
Spencer was shouted down by the crowd and unable to continue. Meantime, outside the auditorium,
you preach hate, expect hate!
If you preach hate, expect
counter-protesters hate, confronted hate, a man wearing a shirt covered in swastikas. Former President George W. Bush is warning of a political climate in which bigotry is emboldened.
We've seen our discourse degraded by casual cruelty. At times, it can seem like the forces pulling us apart are stronger than the forces binding us together.
During a speech in New York City, the former president says the country must not continue down a path where arguments turn into animosity and disagreements devolve into dehumanization. White House Chief of Staff and retired General John Kelly today defending President Trump's call to the widow of a soldier killed in Niger.
If you elect to call a family like this, it is about the most difficult thing you could imagine. There's no perfect way to make that phone call.
Kelly today saying that he was stunned by a congresswoman's criticism of the president. Live at the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Politics on KSL, former Salt Lake County Recorder Gary Ott died overnight. His family says he has Alzheimer's disease, and KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has reaction from family and county officials.
Ott's brother Marty hopes Gary is remembered for being a good, solid citizen who made valuable contributions to society. County Councilwoman Amy Winder Newton echoed that sentiment on The Doug Wright Show.
He served a long time in that office,
and he did a great job serving as our county recorder.
Ott's death comes after months of questions around allegations that employees hid his health condition to stay in their appointed positions.
This has been difficult. It was hard on the county overall. It's difficult, especially for those employees in the recorder's office.
Winder Newton says they'll honor Ott at next Tuesday's county council meeting. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Utah's new Olympic Exploratory Committee held its first formal meeting today. Stakeholders from Salt Lake City and state government took turns explaining why they think now's the time to look into hosting the Winter Olympics once again. Now, a successful bid could cost up to $1.6 billion, but much of that would come from private sources. An unusual and hazardous rescue near Utah's highest peak. Summit County search and rescue crews were called out last night after a hiker fell some 200 yards down a rock chute. Now, because of the darkness, the only hoist crew and aircraft certified to pull off the rescue was a Utah National Guard Black Hawk helicopter. Lieutenant Colonel Rick Smith says such rescues by them are rare.
Most of the time, the DPS and everybody can handle it just fine. So just in extreme cases, and life, limb, or eyesight.
Now, the hiker was flown to a rendezvous point where he was transferred to a life flight helicopter and then onto the hospital. A Department of Public Safety chopper also aided in that man's rescue. KSL News Time, 6:05.
Ricky Meese, how's the commute look right now?
We still have some leftover delays, and some of the worst are southbound I-15 from 146 South down to about Lehigh Main Street. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
My Minute, up next.
Beyond the News.
I tune in to Doug or J-Mac to hear what they have to say.
The analysis is invaluable.
A very intelligent place to go.
Doug Wright, weekdays at 9.
Go a little deeper.
J-Mac at 12:30.
Maybe get a little different perspective.
On KSL News Radio.
Utah's news station.
So what do you get when Lady Gaga drops in on the Wicked Witch of the West? More laughs than a barrel full of flying monkeys. I know, sounds strange, right? Well, that's what you get when you go and see a production at Desert Star Playhouse. This is national talent, highly entertaining, performing locally here in Salt Lake City. It's laugh out loud. My kids are already bugging me. When are you going to take us to go and see Wickeder? And remember, you can book your Christmas party space there now. Book for December. Also, banquet spaces. You can get your tickets at DesertStarPlayhouse.com or dial 801-266-2600. Now, they're right here in Murray. And remember, you're going to want to get your tickets soon because these shows are going to sell out. I love Desert Star Playhouse because you can take your whole family, the kids, you, your grandparents, and no screens, no devices whatsoever. So get your tickets now, DesertStarPlayhouse.com.
Wicked-er, we're off to see the Wicked now play and get your tickets today.
Did you call the number Jeff just gave out, or did you miss it? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and just in case you missed it, here it is again. 801-443-7400. 801-443-7400. So here's the deal tonight. Any Hour Services is offering dinner and movie tickets to any homeowners that call and schedule an appointment for one of our solar experts to come to their home and give them a free solar assessment. You can schedule for whenever's most convenient for you, but we strongly recommend that you have us come to your home within the next 2 weeks. The reason is there's major changes coming to how homeowners are compensated for the solar that they produce, and you have a little less than a month to get the paperwork submitted so that you can avoid those changes. Call Any Hour Services tonight while you're thinking about it at 801-443-7400. 801-443-7400. This is a great risk-free way to get your questions answered and get dinner and a movie. But you got to call tonight, though. 801-443-7400. 801-443-7400. Any Hour Services.
KSL News Time 608. Jeff Kaplan here. It's My Minute of News brought to you by Shane Company. Can we stop with all the conspiracy theories? The idea that dozens of people can manage to keep a secret about anything is ridiculous. I mean, it makes for a great TV show, but the government hushing up the truth, is this the same government that does healthcare? Which brings us to the latest conspiracy theory, Melania Gate, an internet theory that the White House is sending out a body double to stand alongside the president, that it's not Melania. Oh, there are pictures on the web. During a visit to a Secret Service training facility, Melania's height was wrong. The sunglasses were too big. Side-by-side photos proved it, and well, you could say there is a case. Check out the Jeff Kaplan Afternoon News Facebook page. However, the Washington Post has quickly torn this conspiracy theory to shreds. The body double's not tall enough. That's because Melania ditched her heels. She's in flats. And the paper has published another pic where Melania is at the same appearance without her sunglasses. It's her. So you can believe the Washington Post, which the president usually calls fake news, or you can believe the guy who invented the conspiracy theory who makes his living by selling hemp syrup on the internet. I kid you not. Hemp syrup dealer by day, conspiracy exposer by night. See, this is why I hate conspiracy theories.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's free mobile banking app. We are starting to see the southbound delays on I-15 in Salt Lake County break up and ease. We're not clear just yet. What's left over is, as you're approaching the south interchange, that's going to continue to 106 south northbound I-15. Still just a little bogged down with heavy and slow traffic between 123rd and 7200 south. I-215's belt route looking good. Just a little busy westbound on the 21st South Freeway after 5600 west. Aubrey?
Southbound I-15 is still slow from Bangor into Lehigh's Main Street. Pioneer Crossing is still a little bit slow. You're going to see a touch of slowing right around Saratoga Road going west. Redwood Road is slow going southbound from Bangor Highway to Camp Williams. You're going to want to expect about 20 minutes to your drive there. Joe?
Easing traffic a little bit in Centerville now, but still pretty busy. But where it's still nasty is in Kaysville as you approach Layton Hills Mall. It eases up past that. 89 now, much better going up the hill, but coming down to 84, it's real slow. Expect about a 5-minute delay through there. This fall, keep the whole family warm and dry at IFA with 20% off all Wrangler outerwear. IFA Country Stores, helping to grow the things you love. Joe Davis in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Here's Kevin Eubank with the forecast.
It's been a wonderful day here in northern Utah. Sunny skies, temperatures in the mid-70s with a light breeze out of the south. The winds will pick up tonight ahead of a cold front that will move in on Friday. That will bring some valley rain and mountain snow to northern Utah. Temperatures stay mild overnight, but then behind this front will fall down into the 40s and 30s. The storm will move out by early on Saturday, partly cloudy and 53 Saturday afternoon. 60s and sunshine return for the first of next week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
The sun is dimming 29 minutes till sunset. We have 66 degrees, but we have the bright, shining smile of Mike Wilson in the studio with Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and solar. Mike, we've been talking about solar. Yep. Is there a time of year that's better than others to get solar?
In general, I think that the fall and the winter are one of the better times to actually get solar, but mainly because of the way that Rocky Mountain Power resets your energy credits every March.
So, dumb question.
Yep.
Does solar work in the winter?
It does. I mean, it doesn't produce as much as it does in the summer, but your solar panels, they're not converting heat or light from the sun. What they're doing is they're converting the UV rays that come from the sun. And so the UV rays are still there in the winter. They're just not as intense because of, you know, shorter days, our angle to the sun, inversion, snow. I mean, it's science, man.
I didn't know that. You were saying something about a deadline next month. So what's that
sure.
all about?
Well, anyone that is getting solar, that's probably the biggest reason you should consider getting solar right now, is because of this deadline that's coming up in less than a month. Rocky Mountain Power currently gives you one for one. Every energy credit that you or every ounce of energy that you produce, you get one energy credit from the power company. That's about to start to decrease. It'll decrease gradually at first, but there's some unknowns about how much it'll decrease after that initial decrease. So this is a risk-free way for you to get all of your questions answered. If you've been considering solar or you're on the fence, call Any Hour Services and we'll come out and do a free solar assessment for you. If you want, any KSL listener that calls and schedules tonight will actually give you dinner and movie tickets just for your time. But you got to call tonight to get the dinner and movie tickets.
So call and schedule a free solar assessment from one of the solar pros at Any Hour Services. Call tonight. They'll give you dinner and movie tickets to say thank you for your time. The number 801-443-7400, 801-443-7400. For Any Hour Services. Thanks, Mike.
You bet.
I have Matt Driggs here from the Advocates Injury Law Firm, and I'm curious, does it happen often that people call just because the adjuster's being difficult?
Well, yeah, of course. You know, one thing that I really love about being an accident lawyer is stepping in and standing up for people who are hurt or who are in a tough spot. You know, unfortunately, some adjusters put tons of pressure on people to settle their case, or they might even make them feel guilty or shame them into thinking that what they're asking for isn't fair. You know, the truth is that these injured people are totally at the insurance company's mercy. mean, most people don't want to hire a lawyer, but their only other option is to get bullied into taking a lower settlement. I really do love stepping in and making sure these individuals are treated fairly. You know, at The Advocates, we have the experience and the resources to stand up to any insurance company.
You guys are awesome, Matt. If you need help after an accident, call 801-355-5550 or visit them online at utahadvocates.com. There are lots of lawyers. You deserve an advocate.
I'm Marshall Tate, and my company is Midwest Commercial Interiors. Here's what we know about office interiors. Today's open office plans help to maximize real estate and offer a compelling solution from a cost perspective. They can encourage employee engagement, collaboration, and sharing of knowledge between coworkers. At the same time, open office plans can prove challenging, especially when privacy or uninterrupted task focus is required. At Midwest, we're experts at balancing these often competing objectives. We understand how workflow and adjacencies affect the overall environment and productivity, how privacy and concentration zones can complement open plans, and how to use furniture to create visual and acoustical privacy. We work with our clients to ensure they get the benefits of an open space plan without compromising concentration for the tasks at hand. So whether you're just beginning to think about your new office space or you're down the road with a competitor, give Midwest 2 hours. Because whether you work with Midwest or not, you should know what we know. Midwest Commercial Interiors. Design, furnish, and impress.
Midwest Commercial Interiors, Utah's office furniture leader for over 76 years. Midwest. Design, furnish, and impress. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has temporarily removed its missionaries from the island of Madagascar. A plague there is forcing 69 missionaries to be relocated or reassigned. I'm Sandy Collins.
Second, the first meeting of the Olympic Exploratory Committee met today. They're working to determine the costs for hosting another Olympic Games, now estimated at more than $1.5 billion. And they're going to talk about where they can scare up the money. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America's free mobile banking app.
Still looking at a really slow ride tonight, southbound I-15, starting a little after Bangor Highway, getting into Utah County to Lehi. Also, some leftover slowdown southbound Redwood Road. That's going to be after Riverton, down to Mountain View Corridor. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mild temperatures today, but a cool down is coming. I'm Kevin Eubank.
We're at 66 degrees, and now KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Former President George W. Bush weighing in on the current political climate. In a speech in New York, he never mentioned President Trump, but declared that bigotry has become emboldened.
Bullying and prejudice in our public life sets a national tone, provides permission for cruelty and bigotry, and compromises the moral education of children.
He also commented on Russia's meddling in our election, saying there were clearly attempts to subvert our political process.
Former President Bush really sounded the alarm on this, saying that Russian interference amounts to, quote, a sustained attempt by a hostile power to exploit our country's divisions.
ABC News chief White House correspondent Jonathan Carl. White nationalist Richard Spencer was on the University of Florida campus to spread his message. He didn't get a chance.
White nationalist Richard Spencer booed from the moment he walked on stage at the University of Florida.
So,
the crowd standing and shouting, "Go home."
ABC's Victor Oquendo in Gainesville, Florida. President Trump met with Puerto Rican Governor Ricardo Rossello. Mr. Trump giving a 10 rating to his administration's response to back-to-back hurricanes, but
at some point, FEMA has to leave, first responders have to leave, and the people have to take over. Puerto Rico is a more difficult circumstance, as you can understand.
The governor described the situation on the U.S. island territory as catastrophic.
Certainly, working in a united front, we are going to beat this. We know we're going to build better than before.
Roughly 80% of the island has no electricity. California's insurance commissioner says property losses from the recent wildfires have topped the $1 billion mark and are expected to rise. Officials also raising the number of homes and structures destroyed to nearly 7,000. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed. The Dow closed up 5 points. The NASDAQ closed down 19. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Girls will be joining the ranks of the Cub Scouts soon, but the Cubs may want to stay out of the political arena in the future. ABC's Sherry Preston with the story.
What happens when the Cub Scouts get political? Well, sometimes the Cub Scouts get kicked out of the pack. This is the sound of an 11-year-old Cub Scout from Colorado asking a question of Colorado State Senator Vicky Marble.
Why specifically not black people?
You can't hear it very well, but that's Ames Mayfield asking Marble about comments that she made in 2013 when she said that there are problems in the black race in terms of life expectancy, sickle cell anemia, and diabetes in the genetic makeup. She then talked about barbecue and chicken in the South. If you listen, you can hear Marble saying that never happened. And when 11-year-old Ames asks her take on guns and domestic violence, he was told to leave the room and he was kicked out of his Cub Scout pack. Now, the Scouts say they are not political. Ames's mom, who admits that she is politically active but claims she didn't help her son with any of the questions, says other kids asked about political things, but they weren't kicked out. For what it's worth, Sherry Preston, ABC News.
You've been listening to the in-depth KSL News Time 619. Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's free mobile banking app. And here comes Ricky.
Salt Lake County freeways, the only one that still has lingering delays is I-15. If you're southbound, it stretches from the South Interchange to just past 90th South. Northbound I-15, a little bit in Draper. But we do have a crash with injuries that has popped up in West Jordan. 90th South, 1300 West. Aubrey?
Southbound I-15 is still slow from Bangor to the 2100 North exit in Lehigh. It's going to take you about 10 to 15 minutes to get through that stretch. We're still slow on Redwood Road going south from Bluffdale to Camp Williams, but Pioneer Crossing has cleared now and it seems to be moving freely. Joe?
Northbound traffic, I-15 into Davis County, easing through Centerville. You're going to see congestion but better speed. Once past Farmington, you'll be in the same sort of situation up to Kaysville, where it does slow down considerably up to about Gentile Street. And once past that, you're free and clear. If you look at 89 coming down the hill to 84, on both sides of Interstate 84, very, very slow through that area. Whether you're getting more money for your trade-in or browsing through over 3,000 vehicles, Southtown Auto Mall has you covered. 12 dealers, one location. Find it all at southtownautomall.com. I'm Joe Davis in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. Here's your 7-day forecast and Kevin Eubank in the Weather Center.
Jeff, it's been a beautiful day with mostly sunny skies, temperatures in the mid-70s, but a cold front is moving our way. It will move in on Friday about midday, and it will bring some valley rain and mountain snow to northern Utah. Temperatures will be in the 50s overnight and then 60s before this front gets here on Friday, but behind the front, we'll crash down into the 40s and even the 30s. Saturday, partly cloudy and 53, 60s and partly cloudy on Sunday, back to upper 60s to near 70s with sunshine for the first to middle of next week. From the KSO Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
Well, for now, we have 70 in clouds in Provo. Salt Lake City, 66 degrees. KSL News Time, 622. I get no doubt, but I know again, you're never gonna keep me down. I get no doubt.
Let's talk about the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. That is Xfinity XFi. You get the fastest internet, the most Wi-Fi coverage throughout your entire home. Plus, managing your Wi-Fi, it's simple. You can easily monitor your home network from anywhere on any device, even from your TV with Xfinity X1. And how about this? Control who's connected and when. So say it's bedtime for the kids. Yep, it can be bedtime for their Wi-Fi on their devices, too. You get the speed, the coverage, the control you need with Xfinity XFi. Right now, until October 29th, you can save even more when you switch to Xfinity Performance Plus Internet, up to 55 megabits per second for only $29.99 a month for 1 year with a one-year agreement. Xfinity X1 is where you can get the X1 Stream app. Watch TV on any device in your home. Also, access to Netflix and YouTube right there on your television. And Pirates of the Caribbean, Xfinity On Demand. It is the best place to watch all the new hottest movies. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today.
What if I fall off a ladder and need my wrist x-rayed?
Intermountain Instacare.
While walking my boss's hamster, I get stung by bees.
Ooh, Intermountain WorkMed. But way to keep the boss's hamster active.
Oh, thanks. Okay, I need rehab because I injured my knee in a shin-kicking contest. It's a thing. Look it up.
Intermountain Clinics, great sports medicine.
Okay, I discover my mother-in-law is a spy.
Whoa.
She's smuggling state secrets in casseroles.
Ooh.
In trying to expose her, I catch a rare flu she's deviously planted for anyone who's suspicious.
Connect Care. And maybe the CIA.
No matter what type of care you want or need, Intermountain Healthcare has you covered. From clinics to Instacare to Connect Care to WorkMed, you can get care how, where, and when you want it.
Training for the man versus horse marathon and want to make sure I'm healthy enough for it. Also a thing. Look it up.
Okay. Intermountain Clinic primary care physician.
Intermountain Healthcare. Visit healingforlife.com.
This week on Beyond the Badge, we honor Kearns Detective Kirk Powell.
I've been in Kearns for probably about 8 years. People have a lot of pride here in Kearns. The people who've been around here for a long time, they want to make it a nice, happy place like they remember it. So I enjoy working with them.
Detective Powell has worked in several different areas.
Well, I've spent 5 years in property crimes in Kearns, and so I deal with burglaries, vehicle thefts. In addition, I just moved into a community-oriented policing assignment, dealing with nuisance houses, neighborhood narcotics, and things like that.
Detective Powell describes community policing.
We all need to work together to come to solutions, and we need to come together.
Detective Powell is described as the epitome of a public servant. He routinely goes where others won't and does what others can't.
Beyond the Badge is sponsored by the Utah Local Government's Trust, protecting those who protect you. Providing specialized insurance products and services protecting more than 540 local governments. Be safe and come home.
We're watching Utah's Money, a KSL Business Insider and Foursquare together say they've figured out the most popular fast food chain in the U.S. Want to guess? Chick-fil-A. The companies base their findings on which chains receive the most visits. They have a whole math formula, but Utah bucks the trend. In-N-Out is number one in the Beehive State. KSL Drives brought to you by Ken Garf, Volvo Safety First. Consumer Reports found Toyota, Lexus, and Kia are the top brands when it comes to reliability. Toyota is the top brand fifth straight year. Cadillac, GMC, and Ram turned out to be the worst. On Wall Street today, the Dow edged upward 5 points. The S&P rose less than a single point. The NASDAQ composite fell 19. KSL News Time 625. So, Sandy, we hear today that Billy Joel is going to be a dad again. What is this, the 300th time he's 400 years old?
Well, it seems like it. It's only the third time. He's 68 years old. He and his wife, Alexis Roderick, are having their second child.
Wait. Isn't the daughter's name Alexis?
Her name is Alexa.
Oh, okay.
Alexa Ray. She's 31. But his wife, who is 35, 4 years older than his daughter, is having their baby any time now, from what we understand.
Does she call her mom?
I don't even know.
That's a silly question.
But they have a two-year-old daughter, Della Rosa. She's just now sleeping through the night, so now Billy is going to be up all night again, once again. He's been touring this year like crazy, though. He's had no new music since 1993, and he's still selling out a 40,000-seat stadium, singing all of his hits.
Yeah, he wants to get out of the house.
You must be right. So he's 68. We'll let you know when Mrs. Joel drops the baby. KSL News Time, 6:47.
And Mike Wilson from Any Hour Services is with us this hour. Electrical, plumbing, heating, and solar. Mike, why do most people get solar?
That one's an easy one. It's because of the money that they save. Off the top, when you get solar installed, the amount of money that you pay for your energy each month is about 10, 15, sometimes 20% less than you're paying right now. Plus, you're also protecting yourself from any type of energy hikes in the future when the power company raises the rates. Because when they raise the rates, and they will do it, your solar payment, it stays exactly the same. And once you pay it off, that's where your power bill almost disappears.
That makes sense. But do you find that people don't look into it because they think this is all too good to be true?
Probably. There's a fair number of people that they don't quite understand how solar works, how they're going to pay for it. And they hear things like, get rid of your power bill and it's easy to go solar. But then they'll also hear that it's expensive. And so I think there's some confusion out there. And so what we try to do is just go to market and try and educate people on the facts about solar and see if it works for them. And that's what we're trying to do tonight. This is a great time if you've been on the fence or you've got questions about solar. Any Hour Services will come out for free and give you a solar assessment. Now, we come out for free all the time, but for KSL listeners that call tonight, we'll actually sweeten the deal and give you dinner and movie tickets just to thank you for your time having us come out.
So call and schedule a free solar assessment from one of the solar pros at Any Hour Services. Call tonight. They'll give you dinner and movie tickets to say thank you. Someone's going to answer the phones because last time we blew apart your phone system.
You did. They're there. They're ready to answer the phones. Just call them.
801-443-7400. 801-443-7400. Any Hour Services. And thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared.
Prevent your child's next asthma attack. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. Visit www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many. Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
KSL News Time, 6:29. Triple Team Traffic were brought to you by Mountain America's free mobile banking app. Ricky, what's going on?
Still just a little heavy and slow in Salt Lake County, southbound I-15 from the South Interchange to 123rd South. Aubrey?
It's a bad drive from the point of the mountain through Lehigh, but after you pass there, it's smooth sailing on I-15. Joe?
The only part of your northern commute into Utah County that's really nasty is from Shepherd Lane up to Gentile Street. Other than that, your freeway speeds throughout. UDOT Construction Alert, plan for a freeway exit closure on I-15 this weekend. The ramp from southbound I-15 to eastbound ID will close Saturday night through Sunday morning for pothole repairs. Joe Davis in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Joe. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Here's Kevin Eubank with the forecast.
Been a beautiful day out there with mostly sunny skies, temperatures in the mid-70s in Salt Lake City. South winds will pick up tonight and keep it mild in the overnight in the 50s before a cold front arrives midday Friday. That'll bring in some scattered valley rain and mountain snow. Temperatures will be in the 60s ahead of that front, but then they'll crash down into the 30s behind it. Highs on Saturday only in the low 50s with partly cloudy skies. We'll see more sunshine and upper 60s by the first of next week. From the KSO Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's 6:30 at KSL News Radio. We have broken clouds at 66 degrees.
We also have a crash on 90th South and West Jordan with a significant impact on traffic. I'm Joe Davis.
I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. A hiker took a bad fall from one of the highest and most remote corners of Utah. It took several agencies, including the Utah National Guard, to get him help.
It happened just below Anderson Pass and King's Peak, the highest peak in Utah. Sheriff's officials say the hiker had fallen some 200 yards. The only aircraft certified to hoist him to safety at night, a National Guard Black Hawk helicopter. Lieutenant Colonel Ricky Smith says the altitude, terrain, other factors made it a very hazardous process.
We had our night vision goggles on. The terrain was very, very steep.
The hiker was flown to a nearby meadow where he was loaded onto a life flight helicopter. A Department of Public Safety chopper also helped get rescuers to and from the scene. Mark Juke, KSL News Radio.
And now more of our top stories. Here's Sandy Collins.
Jeff, this video got a lot of people very angry, but a 7-Eleven clerk who was robbed while having a seizure is calling for the hateful messages about the suspect on social media to just stop.
Dustin Malone says he's seen the video of the seizure and the pickpocketing, and while he's grateful to the people who are wishing him well, he says the comments about suspect Alexandra Dusnup and her family have gone too far.
I see a lot of comments about white trash, hang the... is another one I've seen.
Malone says he's spoken with Dusnup's mother and learned she has serious mental health concerns. He also works as a nursing assistant and says his primary concern is the well-being of the people he's come in contact with.
If she truly wants help, I am there for her.
He says he's forgiven Dusnup and will have a chance to address her in court. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Members of the Senate Armed Services Committee are upset that nothing's being done to protect upcoming elections. Now with KSL's top national stories, here's Maria Chaleos. She's live at the KSL National News Desk.
Sandy, members from both sides of the aisle voicing their concerns at a cybersecurity hearing before the Senate Armed Services Committee.
Our adversaries, both state and non-state actors, view the entire information domain as a battle space. And across it, they are waging a new kind of war against us.
Committee Chairman Senator John McCain and others voicing dissatisfaction with the FBI and the Defense Department for not taking steps to protect the midterm elections. Meantime, Democrats are pulling out their heavy hitters with two gubernatorial races this year.
Elections matter. Every vote counts.
Former President Barack Obama campaigning today in New Jersey and Virginia. The Senate Armed Services Committee is putting pressure on the Pentagon to provide additional details about the attacks in Niger that left four U.S. soldiers dead.
Sub-Saharan Africa is a very difficult place to operate. So we'll investigate this. We'll have conclusions, and those conclusions will be presented.
That is Lieutenant General Kenneth McKenzie. And Los Angeles police are investigating a possible sexual assault case against Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein. The case stems from a 2013 incident, and this is the first investigation involving Weinstein in L.A. Weinstein has been accused of sexual harassment or abuse by more than three dozen women. Live at the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
We've got some good news. In the wake of Hurricane Harvey, companies that are responsible for cleaning up a Superfund site outside of Houston say that they don't believe that the toxic chemicals in that Superfund site have leaked out into the San Jacinto River, as they thought from an earlier test. The Utah Department of Environmental Quality says swimmers and skiers should avoid several Wasatchback reservoirs. KSL News Radio's Dave Colley has more.
It's because toxic algal blooms have appeared this week at Echo, Rockport, and Deer Creek reservoirs. A water quality team out sampling for E. coli contamination instead spotted scum on those waters, leading to the warnings. Algal blooms are a growing problem in Utah lakes. They're apparently no longer limited to just the summer months either.
Now, the new warnings come on top of the ongoing warnings for Utah Lake, Jordanelle, and others. Well, money was a big topic today as Utah's Olympic Exploratory Committee met for the very first time. They're looking at the pros and cons of hosting another Olympic Games in either 2026 or 2030. Seems a long way off. But KSL News Radio's Brianna Bodley has the story. It's beginning today live at the KSL 24-Hour News Center. Brianna?
Sandy, they all agreed it is an exciting idea. But if the money doesn't match up, Governor Herbert implied it just isn't an option.
The phrase that comes to mind is we want to make sure we do our due diligence.
There are concerns. If Salt Lake City gets a slot too close to when Los Angeles hosts, the sponsorship money might not be there. Federal dollars are also a question, and Fraser Bullock, COO of the 2002 Olympics, says the cost will be high.
Our budget would probably be in 2017 dollars somewhere around $1.6
billion. And that doesn't include federal money for security costs. Bullock says he hopes they can cut a couple of dollars off, especially because the venues are already built. They say public support is there. It's the money they have to be very careful with. Live, Brianna Bodley, KSL News Radio.
And Salt Lake Police have released a video of a hit and run in hopes of finding the driver. This SUV hit a skateboarder while on 7th South back on October 5th. The vehicle just dragged the man for a bit before turning around and then driving off. There were no witnesses, but Salt Lake's Police Sergeant Brandon Shearer says they caught a break yesterday.
He went to the area of where this incident occurred. He started walking down the street looking around, and he saw a business that had cameras. He contacted the business, and they allowed him to review their cameras, at which time he saw the accident occur.
The skateboarder remains in the hospital. KSL News Time, 635.
Let's check in with Ricky. Do we have traffic problems?
Yeah, we still have some delays lingering on I-15. If you're northbound, that's going to be Kaysville and Layton, and southbound, it's from Draper into Lehigh. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
My minute of news in just a minute on KSL News Radio.
Doug Wright.
That voice of experience.
Where newsmakers get a fair shot to tell their side of the story.
Get it out there.
And face the tough questions.
That's why people go to his show.
Doug Wright.
Doug comes in and sums up a lot of the feelings of the people of Utah.
Weekdays 9 till noon on KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
Did you call the number Jeff just gave out, or did you miss it? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services. And just in case you missed it, here it is again. 801-443-7400. 801-443-7400. So here's the deal tonight. Any Hour Services is offering dinner and movie tickets to any homeowners that call and schedule an appointment for one of our solar experts to come to their home and give them a free solar assessment. You can schedule for whenever's most convenient for you, but we strongly recommend that you have us come to your home within the next 2 weeks. The reason is there's major changes coming to how homeowners are compensated for the solar that they produce, and you have a little less than a month to get the paperwork submitted so that you can avoid those changes. Call Any Hour Services tonight while you're thinking about it at 801-443-7400. 801-443-7400. This is a great risk-free way to get your questions answered and get dinner and a movie. But you got to call tonight, though. 801-443-7400. 801-443-7400. Any Hour Services.
Hear that? That's the sound of a whole other half of Daybreak. With a new neighborhood pool, a big new park, and lots of new ideas. But don't take our sounds for it. Come and see what we've been up to. Our model homes are now open, so you can explore the neighborhood and tour all new home designs starting in the low 200s. Learn more at DaybreakUtah.com.
Daybreak, with new homes and a whole other half of the community now open.
Get a large two-topping Pizza Hut pizza for just $7.99 when you order online. Oh, and did we mention we'll deliver it right to your door? It's the best pizza delivery deal only at Pizza Hut.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing.
No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety. As you travel Utah's demanding roads, that confidence is everything. When you purchase a certified pre-owned Mercedes from Mercedes-Benz of Farmington, as an authorized Mercedes dealer, only their technicians can back a certified pre-owned Mercedes with unlimited mileage warranties for up to 5 years. Visit Utah's highest-rated luxury dealership, Mercedes-Benz of Farmington. One price, one person, 1 hour. MercedesFarmington.com.
KSL News Time, 6:38. Jeff Kaplan here. This is My Minute of News, brought to you by Shane Company.
An astonishing discovery 130 million light years away has proven a long-standing theory that was devised by Albert Einstein and later advanced in a musical research paper published by Madonna in 1985. It's true that Madonna is a material girl. She's composed of oxygen, carbon, hydrogen. There's nitrogen, calcium, a dash of phosphorus. But it's her larger theory that we live in a material world that got the attention of scientists this week. In a faraway galaxy, a pair of neutron stars collided, and sensitive instruments on Earth recorded the resulting chaos. Neutron stars are the cinders left behind by burnt-out stars, like our own sun. Neutron stars are so dense that a thimble filled with neutron star material weighs more than a million elephants. And when they collide, the explosion is so powerful, it turns out that's how gold is created. And this week, scientists watched it happen. Combine this with the fact that it rains diamonds on Uranus, and I think our preeminent scientists have proven Professor Madonna's theorem that we do indeed live in a material world. Did you make a Uranus joke to yourself right there? Did you? Come on, you did. You're so busted.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's free mobile banking app. Just a little bit of busy traffic left over southbound I-15 from the south interchange to 90th South and northbound I-15 from 106 to 90th South. So clearing pretty quickly. But we do have this crash, possible injuries in West Jordan. This is westbound 90th South near 1300 West backing traffic. Aubrey?
Heavy delays on southbound I-15 from Bangor Highway to Lehigh's Main Street. We do have a crash in Spanish Fork right around exit 256. You might see a few brake lights through that area, but it doesn't seem to be causing any real delays. And you're still going to see pockets of slowing going southbound on Redwood Road, but not near as heavy delays as there was before. Joe?
Traffic easing on your northbound commute into Davis County, and you'll find that really the impetus of this, or the center of this, is Shepherd Lane, continuing up to 200 North, and then once again from Layton Parkway up to about Antelope Drive. Also, we had a KSL traffic trooper called in to let us know in Salt Lake County, as you approach about 146 South on southbound I-15, there may be a hood in the road. So look out for that. Slow down a little bit as you approach that area. Now available at Siegel Book, Love Kennedy, the latest film from master storyteller T.C. Christensen, based on true events. Love Kennedy will inspire the whole family. Pick up your copy today at Siegel Book. Joe Davis in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9s. Kevin Eubank has your KSL Weather Center forecast.
A cold front is headed towards Utah. Now ahead of it, we've got south winds and a beautiful day, mid-70s so far. Tonight, we'll stay mild in the 50s because of those south winds, but the cold front sweeps through midday on Friday. Temperatures will fall down into the 40s and 30s behind that front. We'll see a little valley rain and some high elevation snow. Should be gone by early Saturday. Partly cloudy and 53 Saturday afternoon. Mid-60s by Sunday. Sunshine and near 70 by Monday. From the KSO Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
66 degrees, and no joke, seriously, Uranus is supposed to be visible tonight. It's blue-green, it's in the southeastern sky, it's supposed to be visible, maybe with binoculars, maybe with the naked eye, and I just think I should stop there. KSL News Time, 6:42. And what a lead-in to Mike Wilson from Any Hour Services.
How do I follow that up?
Electrical, plumbing, heating, and solar. So if the power... Let's talk about solar power.
Sure.
Okay, instead of... If the power goes out and you have solar, Will the power stay on?
It doesn't. And that's actually a misconception that people have. Unless you've installed battery backup or you've got a home generator, it actually brings up a good point. When you're looking to get solar, you really need to know what your main objective is. Are you just trying to save the money on the power bill, or are you wanting it as an emergency essential type of thing? So just know that going into it.
Okay, you mentioned this is a great time to get solar because there are some changes coming. Tell us about that.
Well, I wish that it could stay as good as it is right now forever, but unfortunately there's changes coming, and they're coming soon. Right now, when you produce electricity with your solar system, Rocky Mountain Power matches you credit for credit for every, if you use 100 units of electricity and you produce 100 units of electricity, those zero out. It's one for one value exchange, but that's going to start decreasing. So in the future, it could go down to, you know, you're just not getting as much. It could be 90%, 80%. We don't know where it's going to go, but the only thing you have to do to lock in that one for one value exchange right now is, if you don't already have solar, is to fill out some paperwork and submit it to Rocky Mountain Power so that you can, if you do that before November 15th, you can actually be grandfathered into this. And so if you've been on the fence or thinking about getting solar, you owe it to yourself to sit down with someone. I don't even care if it's us, sit down with a solar company and seriously consider, you know, have them explain everything. See if it's right for you. If you don't know anyone, give us a call. We'll come out for free and do a solar assessment for you. And answer all your questions and explain all your options. And for any KSL listener that calls tonight, we'll actually, in addition to come out for free, we'll actually give you dinner and movie tickets just to thank you for your time. But do it now.
That's pretty awesome. Call and schedule the free solar assessment from one of the solar pros at Any Hour Services. Call tonight, and they'll give you dinner and movie tickets to say thanks. 801-443-7400. 801-443-7400. Any Hour Services. Mike, as always, good to see you.
It's my pleasure.
Get a large two-topping Pizza Hut pizza for just $7.99 when you order online. Oh, and did we mention we'll deliver it right to your door? It's the best pizza delivery deal only at Pizza Hut.
Don't miss the new hysterical show at Desert Star Playhouse, Wicked-er. We're off to see the Wicked. Get tickets for your family at DesertStarPlayhouse.com. It's always fun at Desert Star.
Stepping into the unknown, it can be difficult to find the way. But with the compassion of the cross and the security of the shield, obstacles become openings. As we have for more than 70 years, Regions Blue Cross Blue Shield will continue to light the way, using our knowledge to create new healthcare solutions, giving you the power to shine forward to whatever awaits tomorrow. Regions Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Come to Shane Company to customize your dream engagement ring, made stronger to last a lifetime. Choose your center stone from over 15,000 diamonds, rubies, and sapphires up to 5 carats. We handpick all of our stones individually, choosing only those with the most sparkle. That's how we guarantee you're getting the best value and quality for the price. If you want the very best of the best, we also offer the Shane Classic Diamond, our highest quality diamond with an ideal cut. The fire and brilliance of a Shane Classic Diamond is exceptionally rare. In fact, less than 1% of the world's diamonds can meet these standards of perfect proportion, symmetry, and polish. We use only the most talented stone cutters to create the highest quality diamonds, rubies, and sapphires for the most discriminating taste. Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
Shop hot jewelry styles from around the world at Shane Company, your friend in the jewelry business. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Remembrances and condolences are pouring in today for former Salt Lake County Recorder Gary Ott. He died early this morning. Ott's deteriorating health had become the subject of a court fight between his family and staff members. I'm Sandy Kahn.
Second, Salt Lake City police are trying to find a driver who hit a skateboarder, backed over him, then flipped a Huey and drove away on October 5th. It was caught on security camera. The victim is still in the hospital. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mount of America's free mobile banking app.
Lingering slowdowns northbound I-15 in Davis County as you're going from Shepherd Lane to Layton Hills Mall, and southbound I-15 stacked up and slow. That's from the bottom end of Draper through Lehigh. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunshine in 70s today, but clouds and scattered rain and snow tomorrow. I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 66 degrees and time now for the KSL In-Depth. Did you see the video? It was enough to make your blood boil. A convenience store clerk twitching on the floor while a customer calmly goes through his wallet and swipes his credit card. Unified Police shared the video, hoping to ID the woman. People were understandably outraged. They shared those feelings on social media. We've seen your comments, even on our own Facebook page. Yesterday, the police told us they've identified and arrested the woman, Alexandra Dusnup. But today, Dustin Malone, the victim in that case, told us he does not like the way people are treating her.
I see a lot of comments about white trash. Hang the is another one I've seen. There's no need for that. Me, as the victim, I have forgiven her. And she's in jail now facing the charges. And she will face the justice system. And she will face me in court. I do have a lot that I would like to say to her. And I by no means am excusing her behavior. I do believe that she needs to be held accountable for her actions, and she will be in a court of law, but that does not mean the court of public opinion.
Malone says Dusnup's own mother contacted him and explained her daughter has mental health troubles.
I feel for her more than anything because she's having to see all of this, and she lashed back out on social media, and I don't blame her. I would have done the same thing. Regardless of what she has done, it is still her daughter, and Mama Bear's going to come out, and you can't attack someone's child like that, especially when you don't know them, you don't know their situation. And I don't even know the whole story behind Alexandra Dusnup. All I know is that she is a severely sick woman who needs help, and I have a duty and a responsibility to this community not to turn my back on those who need my help.
It turns out Malone isn't just a 7-Eleven clerk. He says he's worked as an EMT in the past. He also served as a combat medic in the New York National Guard. He says it's odd to see video of himself having the seizure, but he's grateful for all of the support people have shown him. You've been listening to The In-Depth at 15 and 45, KSL News Time 649. Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's free mobile banking app.
Jeff, two words I like to say on the drive home. All clear. And that's what all your valley freeways are looking like in Salt Lake County. And that's southbound I-15 included from downtown to Bangor Highway. But we still have westbound backups on 90th South due to a crash with possible injuries right around 1300 West. Aubrey?
When you get to Bangor Highway going southbound on I-15, you're going to start slowing down until you get to Lehigh's Main Street. It's still a little bit slow through that stretch, but once you hit the Main Street there, everything clears up, and you still have that crash in Spanish Fork, but it doesn't seem to be causing any delays. It's moved over to the right-hand shoulder, and everything else is looking great. Joe?
Unlike Utah or Salt Lake County, Utah or Davis County rather, is pretty busy still. And this is really from Burton Lane up to, say almost Antelope Drive, or even back a little bit now to Hillfield Road. It's a little bit better, and that continues to improve all the time. Don't see any crashes. That's good news. And of course, you're at freeway speed throughout the rest of that commute. Join us at this year's UEA convention Thursday and Friday, October 19th and 20th, for parent workshops, fun hands-on learning activities for kids, and more. Visit myuea.org for details. Joe Davis in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. We have the 7-day forecast. Here's Kevin Eubank.
Jeff, we've got a storm system moving towards Utah. Ahead of it, it's been mild, mid-70s today. We'll keep it breezy and mild overnight. And then the front should move through about midday Friday. Look for clouds and some valley rain and mountain snow. Temperatures will crash down into the 40s and 30s behind this front. Highs on Saturday only in the low 50s under partly cloudy skies. Partly cloudy in mid-60s on Sunday. And then we're back to sunshine and upper 60s for most of next week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
We have 66 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL News Time, 651.
So let's set the stage for this year's Outdoorsman Show. You ready, Jared?
Yep.
Well, the old outdoor trade show that was just here is now no longer welcome to town. Now there's a better trade show coming in its place. You ready, Jared? No, that'll be your job as soon as I tell you.
Okay.
It takes place January 10th through the 12th at the Salt Palace. It's all about innovation, connections, and sourcing opportunities. And you'll get your product in front of buyers. Pre-selected vendors can pitch their innovation to a panel of venture capitalists who can either buy them, partner with them, or finance them. Picture a real live Shark Tank with dirt on their shoes. Okay, Jared, this is where you come in.
Right.
Tell them, son.
They should visit outdoorsman.com and get details on how to be a part of the show. You're going to get in front of serious outdoor industry buyers. So if you want to be a part of the most exciting outdoor trade show to ever hit the country, start at outdoorsman.com.
That's outdoorsman.com.
Did you call the number Jeff just gave out, or did you miss it? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and just in case you missed it, here it is again, 801-443-7400.
801-443-7400. So here's the deal tonight. Any Hour Services is offering dinner and movie tickets to any homeowners that call and schedule an appointment for one of our solar experts to come to their home and give them a free solar assessment. You can schedule for whenever's most convenient for you, but we strongly recommend that you have us come to your home within the next 2 weeks. The reason is there's major changes coming to how homeowners are compensated for the solar that they produce, and you have a little less than a month to get the paperwork submitted so that you can avoid those changes. Call Any Hour Services tonight while you're thinking about it at 801-443-7400. 801-443-7400. This is a great risk-free way to get your questions answered and get dinner and a movie. But you got to call tonight, though. 801-443-7400. 801-443-7400. Any Hour Services.
We've been here for 50 years. You can count on 50 more. Because you're part of the family at your local Cow Ranch store.
At Cow Ranch, we're outfitting your lifestyle. Whether it's the outdoors, on the ranch, or at home. With fall here, get a little help with those projects from the Milwaukee Combo Kit with M18 Hammer Drill Driver, Hexall, and more. Only $349.99. Keep warm this fall and save 20% off all Wrangler jackets. As the temperature falls this time of year, it's time to winterize your RV. Pick up your RV antifreeze now and get 1 gallon for only $2.99. And don't forget about Cal Ranch's great selection of red-tagged apparel. 25 to 70% off original prices. Cal Ranch, where we outfit your lifestyle. A ranch and home store, and so much more.
We're your Cal Ranch store. A ranch and home store, and so much more.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL News Radio. McDonald's franchise owners are complaining about how long it takes to brew the new McCafe drinks. An analyst says it's slowing down service and causing delays at the drive-thrus. KSL Drives is sponsored by Jaguar Land Rover, downtown Salt Lake. Google's parent company is throwing its financial support behind Lyft. Alphabet is leading a $1 billion investment in Lyft. The value is the privately held company at $11 billion. Police cars may one day spot suspects before the officer does. Koban Technologies announced a new dash cam designed to use AI to identify everything from people and vehicles to guns. Right now, the dash cam's features are limited. Wall Street today, a limited victory for traders. The Dow edged upward 5 points. The S&P was up less than a point. Meantime, the NASDAQ composite fell. A mixed market today. The NASDAQ down 19 points. KSL News Time, 6:55.
Hi, this is Doug Shipley, CEO of Intermountain Wind and Solar. For 9 years, we've been bringing solar energy to Utah customers, and more recently, we fought to protect the ability for Utahns to produce power on their own homes. While neither side got everything they wanted in the negotiation, the solar industry survived the challenge. There will be no charges specific to solar customers on their bills for the foreseeable future. Current net metering does end on November 15th, and while solar will continue, there are advantages to those who apply before November 15th. A system installed by Intermountain Wind and Solar will provide cost savings, energy independence, and a strong return on investment. To our customers, solar advocates, and the few fellow Utah companies that help protect solar in Utah, a huge thank you from everyone at Intermountain Wind and Solar. For more information on how solar can help save you money in your home, the available tax incentives, and why Intermountain Wind and Solar is the company for you, call 801-294-3193 or visit our website at imwindandsolar.com. That's imwindandsolar.com.
I go into the smallest room of my friend's house, a round bowl? It's true. Some people still have round bowls. I've told you about the Gerber Viper toilet that at Whipple Service Champions we install for just $266. But maybe I forgot to mention that it's elongated, more comfortable, more practically shaped, and that it includes installation. Did I forget to mention it's a super flusher? Yes, the Gerber Viper can flush 7 pounds of mixed vegetables. It's on our channel on YouTube. Wouldn't you like to be able to flush 7 pounds of mixed vegetables? Who wouldn't? For just $266, maybe you would expect that it doesn't include the elongation, the more comfortable seat, or maybe not even the tank or the bull wax. Oh, yes, it does. Now call Whipple Service Champions, 801-444-FAST. What is it? 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
We're waiting for your call. For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you?
And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve! It's now a good time?
No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
They're taking down the girls' keep out sign.
The Boy Scouts of America make a historic change.
We've had more breaking news over the last several years than in the previous 100.
And as KSL's Doug Wright was bringing you the breaking news, the backlash had already begun.
Honestly, I don't get it.
So J-Mac dug deeper.
Still be single gender meetings, so all boys or all girls.
Doug Wright at 9 and the J-Mac News Show at 12:30. They talk about the biggest breaking stories. News with real context on KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 6:58. Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's free mobile banking app. Ricky, what's the latest?
Well, we have a nasty crash now happened as the sun was going down and drivers are adjusting to the dark. This is westbound I-215 South Belt. This is in the Cottonwood Heights area, approximately 1700 east. It had been blocking the left lanes of traffic, but right now UHP has stopped all traffic just prior to 13th East. Aubrey?
You're still going to have slow traffic from the Bangor Highway exit to the Lehigh's Main Street exit on southbound I-15. Joe?
Remaining lingering traffic northbound I-15 Burton Lane up to Hillfield Road. Good after that. Want to support your community, local farmers, and get fresh fruits and vegetables in a fun environment? Visit the Farm Bureau Farmers Market Friday and Saturday, 9 to 2 in Murray Park through October 28th. Joe Davis in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. A few clouds tonight. A mild low around, 55 degrees. For tomorrow, we'll top out at 65 with developing showers.